Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, we are live from Screggan for day two of the National Ploughing Championships. The sun is shining here this morning. It is going to be a beautiful day. Hundreds are coming in to get the best out of the day ahead. And we are here in the RTE tent. We have loads of comfortable seats and people are coming in to say hello. It's great to see you all. And I know you're probably not coming in to see me. You're coming in to see the GAA royalty, which we have here beside us. And Pádraic Lodge is here as well. And Pádraic, you didn't bring your wellies, but I don't think you're going to need them.
No, it's brightening up. And the trouble with Wellington's trying to get them off, I find. It's grand putting them on, but trying to get them off. But it's the National Brown Bread Baking Competition is really why we're here.
Exactly. And the tent is right beside us here. Now, there's nobody there at the moment. So if you're listening and you're belonging to that tent, get in there and get the tent open and get the bread out. And we're here to judge it.
Yes, we'd have no objection to that. And of course, there is a strong sporting link with the ploughing as well, because the great Anna May McHugh was an outstanding camogie player for Laois and Leinster. She won five interprovincial medals with Leinster during the 50s and 60s, and she always says those camogie medals are one of her proudest achievements. And here at the ploughing, there are still lots of smiling Tipperary faces to be seen. They remain beaming after their All-Ireland win over Cork, and we're joined at our OB point in Screggan by one of the great Tipperary hurlers, Lara Corbett, a two-time All-Ireland winner, hat-trick hero from the 2010 final. Lara, you're very welcome. Nice to have you with us this morning.
For inviting us.
Yeah, now you've your own stand here at the ploughing for your sports gear and accessories business. What was trade like yesterday on the opening day?
Yeah, so we're here coming to the National Ploughing for the last 15 years. So trade yesterday was very, very good. But the National Ploughing every year has been very, very good to us. We have a huge, just say, online presence, but the only time we get to meet our real customers is at agriculture shows up and down the length and breadth of Ireland. And the biggest one in Ireland is, just say, the ploughing we come. And what's very, very interesting is customers tell us what they like, what they don't like, and what's more important, what they would like going forward as regards new products. So it is but it's fantastic for a lot of the sports guys that's here today. There's lots of them up in our area. So anyone that's here today, make sure to come down and visit one of the sports brands there today.
Yeah, and you're also involved in the pub business, Lara. A lot of rural pubs are struggling, but in a town like Thurles, where you're based, is there a steady footfall, or are you relying mainly on the weekends?
Well, I think there across Ireland, I think the pub trade or the hospitality trade is the same. It doesn't really make a difference where you are. But Simon Harris was here yesterday, Jim Gavin was here yesterday, looking for all our number one votes. And the answer was yes to everything. Let it be the VAT rate, looking after the hospitality. Well, we'll see in a few weeks' time what yes really means.
Okay, we won't go too political on that, but we'll certainly take note of that feedback, Lara. Switching then to the hurling, I suppose it was an emotional and maybe in some quarters unexpected win for Tipperary in the All-Ireland. What has been the impact in the county over the past few weeks?
It was unreal, because no one saw it coming. And anyone that did see it coming, I don't know if they're telling the truth, but it was unreal. The few weeks leading up to it, the few weeks after it, it's really after giving just a Tipperary hurling a huge lift. And you have to give it to Liam Cahill and his players. They were the only guys that really believed. But you get a small little time to enjoy success. First round of the championship next year, Tip and Cork in Thurles. Now we'll see what Cork are really made of when it comes to Thurles. So they have a chance to redeem themselves.
Yeah, obviously a lot of soul searching after what happened to them. It's going to be so difficult to get back to another finalist after losing the last two.
It is. Well, I suppose like with Ben O'Connor coming in this year, like they have a top guy with them. They're after getting to the last two All-Ireland finals. They know that they're good enough. But now the soul searching, yes, but now they have to come together as a team themselves to find out exactly what just they're made of. But Cork people will get behind them. The supporters will get behind them.
Yeah, now there are some concerns still about the July All-Ireland hurling final that it mightn't be good for the profile of hurling. It gets lost among a lot of summer events. Do you have any concerns about that?
Well, what's very interesting that if you even see, just say, the club championship, it hasn't really come, just say, to later stages yet. So there's only 52 weeks in the year. I don't know what the GAA are going to do unless they burn out a 60-week year and now we have an extra 8 weeks. But there's not enough weeks in the year. Get rid of one of the competitions, make the year longer. But at the minute, we can do all the talking that we like between inter-county and club. There's just not enough weeks in the year for what they're trying to do.
And just to finish up, Lara, then you were involved with the Tipperary Masters team. How's that going for you?
The Masters this year was fantastic. So just let everyone know and all your listeners know, Tipperary are going for 3 in a row next year Masters. Now, look, we just want a small bit of a hand here. Kilkenny don't have a team. Waterford don't have a team. And Clare don't have a team. If there's 15 guys below on Kilkenny, would you just put a team together? Lads, we'll take it easy on you the first year, but we're going for 3 in a row, just to let you all know.
Okay. We're looking forward to that. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks very much for joining us in the programme.
Well, we're going to go to a man who didn't need his Wellingtons coming to work this morning. Darren Frehill can now preview the day's action at the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo.
Just one Irish name competing inside the cauldron, that is the National Stadium here in Tokyo today. And what a day it promises to be for Andrew Coskren. He turned 29 in June and has spent his career chasing a place in a global final like this.
Everybody knows how much depth there is in the 1500 metres at the moment, so being top 12 in the world, it's unbelievable.
His progress to the final might have surprised some, but not him. His hard work paying off.
Yeah, anything special planned for that final?
No, I'm gonna give it socks. I think I felt like I had a bit left in the tank at the end. I'm excited to see what's there in the final. A day's rest and we'll go again. So I should be freshened up and good to go again.
The 1500 metres for men is the feature race of the evening here. It's the last event of day five and a special moment to have an Irishman in the lineup. It gets underway at 20 past 10 Tokyo time. That's 20 past 2 in the afternoon back home. Live coverage on RT2 and The Player.
That's Darren Fred, and we just finished up on the Champions League news from last night. Arsenal began their campaign with a 2-0 win away to Athletic Bilbao, while Tottenham were 1-0 winners at home to Villarreal. Tonight, RT2 will be showing live coverage from Anfield of Liverpool versus Atletico Madrid. And those are the sports headlines.